Welcome to The Brief Signal. Let's get into it. So, Anthropic just hit an absolutely staggering $30 billion revenue run rate. That's up $11 billion in just 1 month. And they're saying over 1,000 enterprises are paying them $1 million plus annually for their models. Now, this isn't just about big numbers. It's concurrent with their launch of Claude Managed Agents. And one analyst I follow claims this move has mass obsoleted every agent orchestration startup by handling 90% of the infrastructure complexity. Think about that for a second. This isn't just growth for Anthropic. It's a strategic play where the model provider is absorbing the entire agent stack. It really challenges the whole idea of standalone agent startups. And it's heating up the hyperscaler war for the massive compute needed to fuel this kind of demand. And here's the thing for founders you're talking to. If model providers are absorbing the agent stack, that's fantastic if you're building on their platform. But what happens when your agent infrastructure is owned by a company that also competes for your customers? The founders who are truly thinking ahead right now are building on multi-model infrastructure, so they can use the best agents from anyone without being locked into any single provider's ecosystem. That's a huge competitive edge. Which actually connects to something else I saw this week. DeepMind CEO Demis Hassabis, who won a Nobel Prize for AlphaFold, reflected that if he had his way, he would have left AI in the lab for longer, maybe cured cancer before the commercial AI race redirected the focus to products. He frames AGI as 10 times the industrial revolution at 10 times the speed, likely within 5 years. But here's the kicker. He identifies compute as the biggest bottleneck for both scaling existing ideas and for experimenting with new algorithmic innovations. So while we're rushing to build products, the fundamental resource limit, compute, is staring us in the face. How are founders you talk to thinking about their compute strategy? Not just for scaling, but for the fundamental algorithmic research and development that will truly differentiate them. Now, speaking of differentiation and speed, the rise of AI tools is triggering what some are calling executive compression. We're seeing CTOs pushed back into individual contributor roles at leading AI labs like Anthropic. The founder of Postman even advises to kill your org chart for AI, advocating for wide spans of control and projects led by high agency staff engineers who are closer to the actual building. Legendary investor Keith Rabois adds that the traditional product manager role is becoming obsolete, with the future success lying in business acumen and knowing what to build, not just managing process. This really brings to life the idea of the dark factory of software development. One AI engineer noted that 95% of the code that I produce, I didn't type it myself. He was coding on his phone while walking the dog. Another founder reported getting the first 80% from AI for blog posts and coding. This rapidly shifts the bottleneck from writing code to ideation and debugging. The prediction is that 95% of all code will be AI-generated in the next few years. If AI writes 95% of the code, your moat isn't engineering speed anymore. It's knowing which problems are worth solving. The companies pulling ahead aren't just generating code faster, they're validating ideas faster, testing with real users earlier, and killing bad bets before the AI writes 10,000 lines of code nobody needs. Engineering becomes a judgment game, not a typing game.
But here's a note of caution. Data from thousands of Claude code sessions revealed a concerning degradation in Claude Opus 4.6, with its thinking depth dropping 67% and lazy behavior violations increasing. This quiet degradation, often happening before a new product launch, has prompted some developers to shift towards local models like Gemma 4 and GLM that don't get quietly worse. It highlights the critical importance of model reliability and control for founders. Are the teams you're talking to benchmarking their model performance over time? Reports of quiet capability changes from providers are a reminder that no single model contract guarantees consistency. The teams building resilience are running evaluations across multiple providers, comparing models like Gemini against what they're currently relying on. Multi-model strategies let you A/B test and switch without re-engineering your stack. Now, for something practical you might try this week, install backquote Claude usage backquote. It's an open source local dashboard that can help you track your Claude code token consumption. Share the insights with your team to kickstart a conversation about prompt efficiency, agent loop optimization, and overall cost management as you build with AI. Remember, unseen costs are uncontrolled costs. Bringing this back to our world, Anthropic's managed agents and its $30 billion ramp highlight an urgent need for secure, scalable platforms that can handle massive agent compute demands while ensuring safety. Our Vertex AI Agent Builder provides that managed infrastructure for building and orchestrating custom agents, supporting the open A2A protocol for inter-agent communication. For the cyber reckoning warned by industry leaders, our Security Command Center, powered by Mandiant Threat Intelligence, delivers AI-native detection and autonomous response to secure these complex agent ecosystems. This infrastructure, coupled with high-performance TPUs and Google for Startups cloud credits, directly addresses the compute bottlenecks and security concerns that define this new AI era. As model providers enter the agent infrastructure game and AI-driven cyber threats escalate, we offer the enterprise-grade platform to build, secure, and scale agent innovations, ensuring both performance and trust. And for those dark factory developers and the shifting roles in AI-native organizations, the demand is for tools that truly amplify developer productivity. Gemini Code Assist provides comprehensive code generation, testing, and deployment support to accelerate development, allowing teams to focus on ideation rather than boilerplate. Developers can leverage the Vertex AI Model Garden to access Gemini and over 200 open-source models, which is crucial for avoiding single-model lock-in and mitigating the risks of model degradation. By providing choice and powerful assistance, we support founders in building the lean, efficient, AI-native teams that define today's successful startups. With 95% of code potentially AI-generated, we provide the tools and model choice from Gemini Code Assist to a diverse model garden on Vertex AI to empower engineers to build faster, smarter, and with greater control in the age of the dark factory. It really feels like we're moving from an era of just generating code to an era of generating intelligence. And the decisions we make now about compute, trust, and how we organize our teams will define who leads the next wave. Thanks for listening. Leave feedback on this episode at the bottom of the page.